Gopi Janavala Bhagirivardhari Gopi Janavala Bhagirivardhari Jashoda Nandana Vrajana Ranjana Jashoda Nandana Vrajana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Shri Radhe Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya, Jaya, Prabhupada. Jai Gaura Premanandi, Hari, 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 Bo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. O my Lord, the all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. And let's recite together, please. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudirayet. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead Narayan, unto Naranarayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Sarasvati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. Shrimvantam swakata Krishna, punya shravana kirtana, hridantasto hyabhadrani vidunoti suritsatam. Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, super soul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee, who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. Nashta preshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttamashloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. By regular attendance and classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. So, dear devotees, today we're going to be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 23, Verse 57, finishing the chapter. Saham Bhagavato Nunam Vanchita Mayaya Dridam Yatvam Vimuktidam Prapya Namumekshaya Bandhanat Saham Bhagavato Nunam Vanchita Mayaya Dridam Yatvam Vimuktidam Prapya Namumekshaya Bandhanat Saham Bhagavato Nunam Vanchita Mayaya Dridam Yatvam Vimuktidam Prapya Namumekshaya Bandhanat. Please chant.
Saham Bhagavato Nunam
Nam
Vanchitamayaya Dridham
Tamayayo
Yatvam Vimuktidam Prapya
Namumuktidam Prapya
Namumekshaya Bandhanat.
Namumekshaya Bandhanat. Saham Bhagavato Nunam Vanchita Mayaya Dridham Yatvam Vimuktidam Prapya Namumekshaya Bandhanat. Saham Bhagavato Nunam Vanchita Mayaya Dridham Yatvam Vimuktidam Prapya Namumekshaya Bandhanat. Vaishnavis? Saham Bhagavato Nunam Vanchita Mayaya Dridham Yatvam Vimuktidam Prapya Namumekshaya Bandhanat. Saham Bhagavato Nunam Vanchita Mayaya Dridham
Yatvam vamuktidam prapya. Namumekshaya bandhanat. Saham bhagavato nunam. Vakshitamaya yadritam. Yatvam vamuktidam prapya. Namumukshaya bandhanat.
Okay, thank you. Synonyms?
Sa.
Sa.
That very person.
That very person.
Aham.
Aham.
I am.
I am.
Bhagavata.
Bhagavata.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
Nunam.
Nunam.
Surely.
Sure.
Vanchita.
Vanchita.
Cheated.
Cheated.
Mayaya.
Mayaya.
By the illusory energy.
Dridam.
Solidly.
Yat,
yat. Because.
Tvam.
You.
You.
Vimuktidam.
Vimuktidam.
Who gives liberation.
Liberation.
Prapya.
Prapya.
Having attained.
Having attained.
Namumukshaya.
Namumukshaya.
I have not sought liberation.
I have not sought liberation.
Bandhanat.
Bandhanat.
From material bondage. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. My Lord, surely I have been solidly cheated by the insurmountable illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For in spite of having obtained your association, which gives liberation from material bondage, I did not seek such liberation. Please repeat after me. My Lord, surely I have been solidly cheated. By the insurmountable illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For in spite of having obtained your association, which gives liberation from material bondage, I did not seek such liberation. Purport. An intelligent man should utilize good opportunities. The first opportunity is the human form of life, and the second opportunity is to take birth in a suitable family where there is cultivation of spiritual knowledge. This is rarely obtained. The greatest opportunity is to have the association of a saintly person. Devahuti was conscious that she was born as the daughter of an emperor. She was sufficiently educated and cultured, and at last she got Kardama Muni, a saintly person and a great yogi, as her husband. Still, if she did not get liberation from the entanglement of material energy, then certainly she would be cheated by the insurmountable illusory energy. Actually, the illusory material energy is cheating everyone. People do not know what they are doing when they worship the material energy in the form of the goddess Kali or Durga for material boons. They ask, Mother, give me great riches, give me a good wife, give me fame, give me victory. But such devotees of the goddess Maya or Durga do not know that they are being cheated by that goddess. Material achievement is actually no achievement, because as soon as one is illusioned by the material gifts, he becomes more and more entangled, and there's no question of liberation. One should be intelligent enough to know how to utilize material assets for the purpose of spiritual realization. This is called karma yoga or jnana yoga. Whatever we have, we should use as service to the Supreme Person. It is advised in Bhagavad Gita, swakarmanatam abarcha. One should try to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead by one's assets. There are many forms of service to the Supreme Lord, and anyone can render service unto him according to the best of his ability. And then thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the third canto, 23rd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Devahuti's Lamentation. Om angyara timarandasya gananjana shalakaya shakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha nama om vishnupadaya krishna prishtaya bhutale shrimate bhaktivedanta swami iti namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Pashyata Desatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadarha Shrivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Dear devotees, I humbly ask for your blessings that I may speak in this class in a way that glorifies God and inspires myself and others to serve Guru and Radha and Krishna. So today, the main point that I want to discuss is the many forms of serving Krishna. And why am I speaking on this? Well, at the end of Srila Prabhupada's purport for the verse, he says, and I'll paraphrase at certain points, one should be intelligent enough to know how to utilize material assets for the purpose of spiritual realization. Whatever we have, we should use as service to the Supreme Person. And one should try to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead by one's assets. There are many forms of service to the Supreme Lord, and anyone can render service unto him according to the best of his ability. So when I read the verse and the purport, that last part about rendering service to the Lord just filled me with hope and encouragement. Srila Prabhupada is so kind to remind us that we can worship the Lord through our material assets, that it is their purpose to be part of our spiritual realization and to grow our relationship and love for Krishna. And with that in mind, I wanted to talk about the nine processes, which Nanda Prabhu actually briefly mentioned yesterday, and when I was listening to the class, I was like, oh no, please don't talk about them too much. but yes, so she briefly mentioned Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, Verses 23 and 24, where Prahlad Maharaj says, hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia, and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming his servant, considering the Lord one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto him. In other words, serving him with body, mind, and words. These nine processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these nine methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. Now, I want to break down these nine processes a bit using a little bit of Srila Prabhupada's extensive purport, which if any of you have read, it's like many, many pages, so it's going to be brief. And I'm going to give some contemporary examples for each because I can't go too in-depth because we don't have that much time. However, I do think that even a small taste of these processes can inspire us. And I also want to clarify that by contemporary, I mean that I'm going to be using examples from when Srila Prabhupada came to the United States until now. So first we have Shravanam. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, hearing of the holy name of the Lord, Shravanam, is the beginning of devotional service. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, one is cleansed of the material conception of life. And he also says, by hearing about the holy name, the form and the qualities of the Lord. So it's not just hearing his holy names by chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But it's also about hearing him via the Bhagavad Gita or hearing about him in his book form as the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because as we know, in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.40, it says, this Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of God. So a contemporary example of this, I mean, it's happening right now, right here, in this very moment, right? We're all here in the Alachua Temple, gathering together, either in person or virtually, to listen to the Srimad Bhagavatam. It happens at Gainesville, at Krishna House, with its amazing mission to bring Krishna consciousness to the youth. It's happening virtually and in person throughout the world in many ISKCON temples, as well as homes of devotees who just gather together to read the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Gita, in many different languages, Spanish, French, Japanese, etc. We can also see an example of when the hearing of the holy name occurs, when devotees chant the Maha Mantra alone or during japa, you know, or during kirtans, like was given that today there's going to be Harinam, you know, so we all have these opportunities. And then we come to Kirtanam, which Srila Prabhupada simply defined as the chanting of the holy name. And he quotes in the purport, Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 6.242, and that's, I'm going to give the English translation. It says, in this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. So with that in mind, of course, what's the first contemporary example that I thought of? Srila Prabhupada singing the Maha Mantra in Tompkins Square Park. And I actually found a quote from him in Science of Self-Realization where he briefly describes this historic event. And he says, our Sankirtan movement was first introduced in New York in 1966. So 60 years ago, my friends. And he says, at that time, I came and I began to chant this Hare Krishna mantra in Tompkins Square. I was chanting there for 3 hours with a small mridanga drum. And these American boys assembled and gradually joined. Sorry, I still get emotional just thinking about it. I've been there. I grew up in New York City, so I've been at Tompkins Square Park, and that tree is there. And you can feel Srila Prabhupada's faith and love in Krishna being combined with the holy names to change the hearts of so many people. And we have continued examples of this with devotees who do Harinam in Gainesville, in Alachua, in many places who even do it 24 hours, 7 days a week. And then in New York City, I know personally, there's a Harinam group that goes into the subways, goes into the streets of the city. If it weren't for them, I wouldn't be here, right? It was through them that I heard the holy names. And it even happens virtually because at every moment of the day, the Maha Mantra is being sung online via YouTube, Spotify, etc. So it's amazing. And then we have number three, Vishnu Smaranam. And Srila Prabhupada explains this by saying, after one regularly performs the processes of hearing and chanting, and after the core of one's heart is cleansed, then Smaranam, remembering, is recommended. And I'm just going to paraphrase a couple of different examples from that purport that Srila Prabhupada gives, because he says that some of the ways that you could do this is by either researching into the worship of a particular form of the Lord. You can meditate into a particular form of the Lord or meditate on a particular form of the Lord. And then you can remember certain pastimes of the Lord. Now, when I was thinking of a contemporary example for this, I was thinking of the art that we're surrounded in the Alachua temple and how devotees, just like Pushkar Das Prabhu, who made so many of these paintings, and other devotees that you can find their art at krishna.com. This is not a commercial, I'm just saying this is where I found it. You know, like Jadurani Devi Dasi Prabhu, Dirga Devi Dasi Prabhu, Driti Devi Dasi Prabhu. There's so many names there. So all these disciples of Srila Prabhupada were engaged by him in remembering and meditating on Krishna and his pastimes so they could then show us these pastimes in paintings and sculptures, etc. And so many times they had to do so much research into the different forms of the Lord, especially when Srila Prabhupada was not around to guide them. And we still see this today with devotee artists. I know so many who practice this deep meditation, this remembering of the Lord, and they're doing so when being creative. So what a gift when humans use their creativity to remember the Lord, and through their art, they give all of us this great gift as well as offering it back to the Lord. So Jai, thank you so much to those devotees. And then number four, we have Pada Sevanam. And in the purport of that, Srila Prabhupada explains this at constantly thinks of the lotus feet of the Lord. And he also clarified, which I thought was really interesting, that service to the Vaishnava, Tulsi, Ganges, and Yamuna are included in Pada Sevanam. So contemporary examples of this we see every day, right here in our temple, where so many come to meditate and offer service to the Lord in his deity forms. We see it in the work of Seva Care, which I see some devotees who are a very big part of it here right now. And they do that by serving the community. They serve fellow Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis with Meals on Wheels, end-of-life care, medical advocacy, nursing home visits, as Mukhya Prabhu was mentioning. So there's so much more that's done that I couldn't even list it all. We see this in those who serve Tulsi in the temple. And of course, this is happening in ISKCON temples throughout the world. And there's even devotees who serve her in their home. You know, we see this in the efforts of devotees who clean up the Ganges and the Yamuna River or bring awareness to this. So for example, there's a short film called Yamuna, the Stolen River, that many of you may have watched. You know, there's devotees who do this action of films, but there's also devotees who get their hands dirty and just show up to these holy places and clean them, right? So that's a powerful example of that. Then we have number five, Archanam. And Srila Prabhupada's very succinct by saying worship of the deity, right? He's just like, that's what it is. However, in his infinite mercy, he also has a clarification in the purport for us householders, where he explains that if we're unable to worship the deity at home, then you must at least see the deity worship. So see it in the temple. And then this way you may achieve success also. And then if you can't do that, then just, you know, go to the festivals, Sri Janmashtami, Ramanavami, Nrisimha Chaturdasi, because this is also included in the process of deity worship. So again, I'm always blown away by how merciful Srila Prabhupada is. Just to remind us, like, if you can't worship the deities nicely at home, that's okay. Just go to the temple. And if you don't have a temple nearby, well, so many temples give the service of the live streams, right? So you could watch it online. You can do all these things. And then Srila Prabhupada even explains in the purport, very briefly, I'll just mention because I can't go into the story even though I love it, how even if you can't do that, like, you know, God forbid you can't get to the internet or whatever, then you can worship the deity in your mind. Just like that Brahmana who burnt his finger with the sweet rice because he was offering it to Krishna in his thoughts with so much love and devotion. We can do that. Others can do that. And then another example that I wanted to bring up was Jamuna Devidasi Prabhu. And she had a deity book, which was like this binder that she had with like all her notes from when Srila Prabhupada trained her to worship the deities, like personally trained her on this. And then eventually that became a book in 2021 that's published that was called Jamuna Devi, The Study of Seva Puja. And if you don't have this book, again, not a commercial, but it's a gorgeous book, like just beautiful, and it'll really inspire you. And this book, it explains how it all started for her, you know, how Srila Prabhupada, in John Lennon's manner in England, you know, used his own 6-inch Radha Krishna deities to show her how to bathe, how to dress, how to decorate them, how to perform aarti. And then he continues training her while they're traveling in India. And then she begins to worship her own little deities, right? So there's so many Srila Prabhupada disciples who were blessed in that way to be trained to serve the deities in the temple and then eventually continue to do that in our homes. We see that in Alachua when we have like the devotees kind of gather around and bring their deities. It's like Alachua is so blessed. There's so many deities everywhere. And this continues in creative ways by the temple deity worship courses, which are being offered now online by the ISKCON Deity Worship Ministry in North America. Like, how amazing is that? And there's even an online home deity worship course that's being offered. So many creative ways that the devotees are doing this and enabling and empowering others to do it as well. Then we have number six, which is Vandanam. And Srila Prabhupada shares in the purport that this is when one offers prayers to the Lord. Now, obviously, offering prayers to the Lord had so many contemporary examples that it was hard to pick which ones. So I went with Srila Prabhupada. You can't go wrong when you go with Srila Prabhupada. And the one that I went with is the prayer that he did on arriving to the U.S. And I'm just going to read just a couple of lines from it where he says, "Somehow or other, you have brought me here to speak about you. Now it is up to you to make me a success or failure, as you like. You are the Lord of the whole creation. So if you like, you can make my power to speak suitable, so that they can understand. I am just like a puppet in your hands. You have brought me here, and now you can make me dance as you like. So I also thought about the prayers to Radha and Krishna that happen quietly and privately in the hearts of all of us every day. There's books of prayers written by devotees. For example, Chaitanya Charan Das Prabhu visited us last year with that beautiful book he wrote, Prayers Inspired by the Bhagavad Gita. And then, of course, I have to mention one of my favorite books, Bhakti Blossoms, a collection of contemporary Vaishnavi poetry. So even though it's poetry, a lot of those are very much prayers. And I'm sure we could think of many more examples. However, let's move along to Dasyam. So Dasyam, Srila Prabhupada says, is assisting the Lord as a servant. So he even clarifies, even if one simply continues to think that he is an eternal servant of Krishna, then we can be successful in our spiritual journey. So, of course, greatest contemporary example of this is our Srila Prabhupada, who very humbly, in a letter to Brahmananda Das Prabhu in February of 1968, wrote, "Of course, on behalf of Krishna, I am accepting your sincere service. But on the whole, I am servant of the servant of Krishna. Therefore, I may be in designation your spiritual master, but actually, I am servant of the servant of Krishna. And because you are all sincere servants of Krishna, I am your servant." There's so many disciples of Srila Prabhupada who are in this mood. I know my dear guru is always reminding me of this. And there's many disciples who have now left their bodies, which I felt it would be easier to glorify them because they've left their bodies so they can't be like embarrassed because they're not here. But the first one I thought of was Pankajangri Das Prabhu, who left his body in 2021 after decades and decades of service as Narsimhadev Pujari in Mayapur. And when I was reading about him, they mentioned how he not only served the Lord, but he served the devotees worldwide because so many devotees would come to him, you know, asking, begging him to offer their prayers to Lord Narsimhadev's feet. And he would do so. He would be up there offering, along with his twin brother, right, offering prayers and puja on behalf of the devotees. And then later on, he would offer the Lord's Mahaprasadam to these devotees. And then another example of a disciple of Srila Prabhupada that I thought of is one that's very close to many of our hearts, which is Sudharma Devi Dasi Prabhu, who left her body in 2024, and we just recently celebrated the anniversary of that. And I was reading the beautiful articles that were written by her god brothers and god sisters celebrating her and honoring her memory, and she was definitely one to serve the Vaishnavas, right? She served Vaishnavis by advocating for them, creating what was then known as the women's ministry and is now the Vaishnavi ministry. She was always willing to serve her guru by being a Sankirtan leader, a temple president. And she would even do things like here at the Alachua Learning Academy, apparently she ran an after-school program. Like, it's amazing. And she continued, as doing this, she would continue to serve her family and her greater community even as her health deteriorated. And as I've shared before, like I went to visit her at the hospital to bring her prasadam. She didn't know me at all. And she still took the time in that moment when she was in great pain to ask about me. How was I? What was I up to? How was Krishna inspiring me to serve? So that really exemplifies that. And we can see that in even more disciples of Srila Prabhupada, and we see that more in grand disciples who really exemplify that mood of assisting the Lord as a servant. Next, we have 8, Sakyam. And Srila Prabhupada explains that as worshiping the Lord as a friend. And he clarifies that friend, the word friend is specifically used to indicate intense love. So for this contemporary example, I turned to my Shiksha Guru, Rukmini Devi Dasi, Rukmini Prabhu, Walker Prabhu, and I said, you know, can you help me about worshiping the Lord as a Sakyam? You know, what can I say? And she said, well, Srila Prabhupada often prayed to Krishna as a friend. And then she gave me as an example the poem called Prayer to the Lotus Feet of Krishna that Srila Prabhupada wrote on September 13th in 1965 while he was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. And again, I'm just going to read two stanzas from it. And he says, "Oh dear friend, in your company I will experience great joy once again. In the early morning I will wander about the cowherd pastures and fields, running and frolicking in the many forests of Raja. I will roll on the ground in spiritual ecstasy. Oh, when will that day be mine? Today, that remembrance of you came to me in a very nice way. Because I have great longing, I call to you. I am your eternal servant, and therefore I desire your association so much. O Lord Krishna, except for you, there is no other means of success." And she explained to me that it is possible to feel like a servant of the Lord, yet also see him as our dear most friend. And it's true that some people may think, oh no, only Arjuna, only the gopas in the spiritual world can be the Lord's friend. However, it is something to aspire to. And even possible for those of us who aren't at Srila Prabhupada's level, I mean, he was living this 24 hours, 7 days a week, right? But some of us may get a small taste of it at times when we're deeply serving the deities or other devotees. So it's good to keep that in mind, and it's also good to keep in mind that there may be devotees who are so humble that they're experiencing the Lord as their friend, but they're not going to share it with others. They're going to keep that close to their hearts instead. And I found this beautiful quote from Srila Prabhupada in a class he gave in Toronto in 1976, where he says, "If we make Krishna as our supreme friend, he is supreme friend. He's so supreme friend that of all the living entities within the core of the heart, Krishna is sitting there along with the living entity." So grateful to Prabhupada, who taught us how wonderful our dear most Lord is and how much he's our dear most friend. And finally, we have number 9, Atma Nivedanam. And with this, Srila Prabhupada shared that at this stage, it's one who has no other motive other than to serve the Lord. They surrender everything, perform all their activities only to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and dedication of the body to the Lord is Atma Nivedanam. So, obviously, I'm sure you'll be tired that I'm talking about him so much at this point, but my first example is our founder, Acharya Srila Prabhupada, right? He surrendered everything to please the Lord. He left a life of spiritual contemplation in the holy places of India just to bring Krishna consciousness to the West. And then I also thought about his beloved disciple, Jayananda Thakur Das Prabhu, who was ISKCON's first saint who left his body in 1977. I mean, he was someone who was made a saint while Srila Prabhupada was still on this earth. And when someone shared that with me, I was just so impacted by it that I had to find a book about his life. It's called The Beautiful Life of Jayananda Thakur by Vishoka Das Prabhu. And I was so moved by the stories there. I think I read the book in like 2 days. It was so fast, just so moving. And he was so humble. He was so willing to give everything up to the Lord and serve his beloved guru. He drove a cab. He gave his money to print the Bhagavad Gita. He did menial work. He cleaned toilets, took out garbage, washed dishes. He fixed Sankirtan buses. And he was even known to pick the fleas off a stray dog. So humble and loving was he engaged. Yeah, that story's in the book. I know. I was like, what? And he even engaged others in creating the Rathajatra cart. So I heard the stories about those who were homeless or drunk. He still got them to serve the Lord. Why? Because of his complete surrender and his love for the Lord. That inspired many others. And then, of course, I thought of Hladini Devi Dasi Prabhu, right, who sacrificed her body to protect others in 1990. And for those of you who, many of you probably know her story, but for those of you who may be listening and not, there's a book called Legacy of Love, A Servant's Quest. And this was compiled by Jamuna Devi Dasi and Malati Devi Dasi Prabhu. And so she was part of the mission to preach Krishna consciousness in Africa. And in Liberia, she bravely stood up to those who would kill devotees in front of her. And she said, "How dare you kill the devotees of Krishna? Better you kill me than them." And of course, she was the first one that was shot. But even before that, she was giving her body to the Lord. She was a pujari for Lord Jagannath, Subaladeva, and Subhadra. And she would be so surrendered to that service that often people described her feet being cracked. Yet she was often just smiling. She was so, so happy to be surrendered. There's also Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, who left his body in 2005. There's Krishna Nandini Devi Dasi Prabhu, who left her body in 2020. I mean, there's so many Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who gave up everything to serve Guru, Radha, Krishna, and others. And there's so many who are quietly and humbly doing this at this very moment. And so many of us don't even know their names. So I want to wrap up by just reminding everyone why I took us on this kind of speed run journey through the nine processes. And it all started by Srila Prabhupada saying, there are many forms of service to the Supreme Lord, and anyone can render service unto him according to the best of his ability. So by saying that, Srila Prabhupada is encouraging me, he's encouraging you, all of us, to know that there's so many different ways to serve the Supreme Lord. There's so many ways for us to grow our love for him, to grow in our relationship to him. We can feel hopeful that Krishna has a unique service for every single one of us, and even many different services. We can feel hopeful because there's so many examples that I didn't even get a chance to mention. Like, for example, raising Krishna-conscious children, teaching children about Krishna, making children's books about Krishna, making toys to connect children to Krishna. There's, of course, prasadam distribution. I mean, there's an infinite amount of ways to serve the Lord. So I just want to finish by saying thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for showing us such mercy by exemplifying with your life the ways to serve the Lord. And thank you for giving us this spiritual family, this community of devotees who inspire us, at least I can definitely speak for myself, inspire me to be creative in the ways that I serve the Lord every day. So, Vanchakalpa Tirubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. They can fulfill the desires of everyone, just like desire trees, and they're full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. So, dear devotees, I would love to hear your takeaways, your questions, your comments, your corrections. What are creative ways that you serve the Lord? How do others serve the Lord that inspire you? I mean, please share your stories. I want to hear from you. Looks like Sukta Prabhu.
I feel so encouraged. Really, you're...
Says the one who encourages me.
Your love for the devotees and your dedication is just like shining through. I thought simple and sublime, but yet so elevated, you know, to go through all the processes like that and bring up the service of all these devotees, you know, who have passed and are present and are just really, it was such a wonderful class. I appreciated it so much. I was thinking that Prabhupada, one thing he said about the early days was that at first, you know, he had the sign up for the Bhagavad Gita class. He said, but it wasn't until he was in Tompkins Square Park and doing the kirtan, that's when it really took off, you know, that transcendental sound vibration that was going through. And, you know, he just kind of reminded us, not that we necessarily need reminding, about just how merciful Prabhupada and Krishna is. I remember when I did books with my students, you know, they would choose a subject matter. And one boy, his name was Subal. He did his book on a story about a little mouse who was on the altar, and he somehow they caught in fire, and he lit a ghee lamp, kind of accidentally, but because of that, he was seen as service, you know, Krishna saw his service. So anyway, just such, you know, Nahabhikramanashas tea, right? Just a little advancement on this path can save one from the most dangerous type of fear. So Anyway, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for that example. I love the idea of a little mouse offering service to the Lord. I feel like that should be a children's book. Does anybody else have any examples or even of devotees that you know that inspire you? You don't have to name names if you don't want to, you know, inspire, like, embarrass anybody that's super humble, obviously. But if you want to just share. Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Thank
Krishna.
You very much for the class.
Thank you. Yeah, okay.
And I just want to say that the content of your class was impeccable, inspiring. But in addition to that, your delivery was tremendous. So much energy flowing from the words that you spoke. So I want to thank you for your delivery as well. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you. And thank you for mentioning my gurus, because it really does come from the inspiration of my gurus. It really does. And also because I sat down during Guru Puja and didn't dance. So that helped too, because I had a little bit extra energy.
You get more energy by dancing.
Not with my health conditions, Prabhu, but thank you.
Sometimes in our service, someone might feel discouraged due to, how you say, institutional, managerial hierarchy or whatever. So how do we get beyond the, the day-to-day, running an institution with rules and regulations, and at the same time stay on the transcendental spiritual platform, not being disturbed by some of the, decisions that are made that may not fully agree with, So some people may fall on the outside of and not feel comfortable to be in the society.
Yeah.
What do you think we should do to help break those barriers and make them feel more welcome?
Oh, thank you, Prabhu, for that question. I mean, I feel like just the fact that I'm sitting here, I'm not a Srila Prabhupada disciple. I've only been in Krishna consciousness for 11 years at this point. I hopefully will give people hope that if I can try to do this service, then others can. But I also thought of something that my gurus are always reminding me, is to be an essence seeker. So to not get lost in the details, and that instead look for the essence of bhakti. And the essence of bhakti is that which grows our love and our relationship for Krishna. And to look for the essence seekers around us, right? So there will always be those who are struggling, but then there's always going to be essence seekers there as well. So search for those. And the essence seekers I've found, who are overflowing with love for Srila Prabhupada, who are overflowing for love for Guru and Radha and Krishna, I've found that they're always extremely generous. They have no problem, being with you and sharing, the cup that overfloweth, right, from their heart. So just having that and just remembering what is the essence, what is the point of it all. It's not the details, it's the love for Radha and Krishna. And who are the people that I can surround myself with? And if it's you can't do it in person, then do it online, right? I've done that. I did that during the pandemic. I do that still at times because, as I mentioned, I do have some health problems, which make it so that I sometimes can't give class. So what do? I connect with devotees through Zoom classes, or I have one-on-one calls with God sisters or God brothers. And if you don't have God sisters or God brothers yet, then find some friends. Find some bhakti friends that you can talk to and that you can, read Krishna book together or something. But there's so many different ways that we can nourish ourselves in that way so that we don't get lost in the politics of things. Because I feel you, Prabhu. It's a perfect question to ask a Vaishnavi sitting on the Vyasasan when, that for some people is really controversial. At the same time, what's the point? The point is that we're all spirit souls, and then we're here to serve Guru, Radha, and Krishna. And we want to just focus on those who are there to do that. Does that help at all, Prabhu? Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Haribo.
Thank you so much for the wonderful and inspiring class and made me cry a couple of times. So thank you, thank you.
I was crying.
So contagious. But I just remind you asked the prayers. You know, prayers are something I normally have a hard time really verbalizing, but somebody who really, really inspired me, and I have the book by my nightstand and I read it every night, is the Bhaktivedanta Goswami's Healing Prayers.
Yes.
And the reason I think I like it so much is because he put it down to the ground where I am, mm-hmm. you know. I don't think he needs to be there, but at least he brings it down for me. And so I feel very, very inspired by the book. I really recommend it to anybody to read it. So thank you so much again for your wonderful class. And I have another question.
Mm-hmm.
So I have my little altar at home, and I have a very, very simple worship or whatever. But and I do my connection with Krishna there, but I feel different when I come here. I feel like here is Krishna and my house is different Krishna, you know, so, something like that, you know, a different way to connect to Krishna. Mm-hmm. I feel more presence Krishna here than in my house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can speak about why may I experience that kind of difference.
Oh, well, first off, thank you so much for recommending that book by Bhaktivedanta Swami. He was also mentioned yesterday by Nanda Prabhu when she mentioned his prayers to Queen Kunti, and that's a beautiful book as well. And also, thank you for your vulnerability to ask such a question as that, really opening your heart to all of us here. The thing that comes to mind for me when you ask that question is the power of association. And at the temple, we have the association of so many devotees who love Srila Prabhupada so much, who love Radha Krishna, Gaurani Thai, Krishna Balaram. And so that love is infused in the ether of this space, right? Like it's here, it's vibrating. You could feel it when you're here doing japa. You can feel it when you come into the space. I love when we can make it to Mangarati in the morning. We always try to sneak in earlier before everybody gets here so we could do some japa before the deities show up because you can feel that energy there, right? So I wonder if it's just a matter of you maybe sneaking some devotees to your home and getting some of that energy there, you know? You know, very, going to offer them prasadam. You're going to offer them kirtans and things. So it's not like they're giving it to you for free, but you can kind of get some of that loving Krishna energy infused into your home so you could start feeling more of that at home. And then when they're not there, then you can remember that. And I would even say, you know, cheat and like record when you do kirtans together with them. And then when you're by yourself, listen to those kirtans so that you could feel like they're still there with you. Does that help at all? Thank you so much, Prabhu. Does anybody else have any stories? Please, let's glorify the devotees. Somebody's pointing. Oh, Prabhu, yes, sorry.
You made excellent points while serving Bhagavatam. Thank you for that. And I want to say that we need more speakers like you.
Oh, Prabhu, thank
because,
you.
Because like Shesh Prabhu mentioned, your energy was impeccable. I totally agree. And your enthusiasm was exceptional. We can sit here and listen to you all day or speakers like you. Like, it reminds me of the Pragalba Naika from the spiritual world. Like, what is considered bold in spiritual world, like it's a perverted reflection. What we consider humble here is considered bold there. So wow. Krishna likes these qualities.
Mm.
And you glorified so many pure devotees in our movement. And that was really, I have no word for it. And I was thinking all the time, since last 15 minutes, but I couldn't find any word for it. It was exceptional. Thank you.
Thank you. Especially coming from you, Prabhu, who's here at the temple all the time and is so surrendered in your service, and I see how you serve the devotees and the deities so much. So thank you so much for that encouragement. And again, I bring it all back to my gurus. They encourage and give me so much energy to serve. Thank you so much. Yes, Prabhu.
What delights me most of all is when I see the face of a Vaishnav who I know I've never seen before. So this is my first delight to see you.
Aww.
My second delight, which is even more strong, is that you are so authentic and genuine and enthusiastic. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And again, I give it back to the devotees who first brought me to Krishna consciousness, those Harinam New York City Sankirtan devotees who brought me to Krishna consciousness, and to my gurus. So thank you. Yes, Prabhu. You have the mic.
Well, I got here late, but it sounded like a pretty good class to me.
Well, it's recorded, so you could always listen to the rest of it. But thank you, Prabhu, for the encouragement. So, does anybody else want to glorify devotees who do exceptional service or have like creative ways? I mean, there's so many different ways that people serve. I know that there's a devotee in our community who makes digital like ads and art as a way to serve the devotees, and recently remade our temple website, no? So that's super creative way. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you, Mataji. Nice, so nice class, and the way you are explaining so nicely. I can remember there is a Mataji's question was that about temple in the home.
The temple at home?
Temple. Mm-hmm. It's different. I think so. There's one class I heard long, long back that Prabhupada was encouraging to come to temple. If someone, grihasthas, cannot come, you know, they have the kids, you know, mm-hmm. you know, they cannot do that. So then there's the option probably. I don't know, the Prabhupada also gave about this kind of, his class. Do you know that one of the class group Prabhupada mentioned about that? Too?
Sorry, I'm having a little trouble hearing the last the part Prabhupada of your
question. Mentioned about that, you know, grihasthas, you know, everyone should come to the temple.
From what I mentioned in the purport from Srila
Prabhupada?
No.
Yeah, Prabhupada, one of the class heard a long back, actually.
No, I don't know for sure, but I know that in the purport to the nine processes, he does mention that if you can't come to the temple, then you can serve at home, especially if you're a householder. And then, like I said, he told that story of that really sweet Brahmana, you know, who wanted to serve the Lord and had nothing, so he like served everything in his mind, and then he like burnt his fingers with the sweet rice. You know that story? It's so cute. I love that story.
So it's nice that actually temple is better. Of course, grihasthas cannot come. You know,
exactly, yeah. So, you know, Krishna and Srila Prabhupada are so merciful that they always give us gradations of things to do, right? So there's the ideal, and then there's, if we can't do that, then here are some examples, right? So you know how Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12, verses 8 through 12, how he gives like that gradation of ways that we can serve. You know, if you can't, I had that in my extra notes, Prabhu, because I didn't have time, so I put it, you know, so... You know, he says, first one, just fix your mind upon me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and engage all your intelligence on me, and then thus you will live in me always. And then he goes down the line and says, if you can't do this, then do this, and you can't do this, do this. So it's the same thing with worship.
It's nice you explain this in a way that, you know, environment, you know, kind of mm-hmm. is giving.
Yeah.
It's very, very potential, actually, you know, when it's a lot of devotees among the devotees association.
Yes. It's very
I feel excellent.
Yes.
Thank you
yes.
so much.
We're so blessed to be here in Alachua.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Okay, it looks like we're pretty much...
Lastly, I want to thank you again for ending Devahuti's lamentation. And like the small correction, the eighth process, you said it's Sakhyam, right? So we call it Sakhyam.
Sakhyam, so it's all together.
Sakhyam, not Sakhyam.
Oh, Sakhyam.
Like no Balram.
No A over it. Yeah. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Yeah. The Sanskrit's still something
and
that I struggle
some
with.
Some of the devotees, they were speculating that Srila Prabhupada is in Sakhyaras. But then these are all Manjaris. So there's no doubt on it.
Mm. And then that's why I asked my guru, like my Shiksha guru about that. And that's what she said. He was always mentioning Krishna as his dearmost friend. Not just... in like letters and classes, but he would mention it in talking to her and to other devotees around her. So, yes. Okay, thank you so much, devotees. We want to make sure that you can get to your breakfast. So, Gantaraj Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, and assembled devotees Ki Jai. Thank you so much. Tech support. Can you help me put stuff in?